Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi, Mark. How are you doing, man?
Honestly, this is a rough day. I will warn you and the listeners, I'm basically running on empty. I quite literally didn't sleep last night because of what happened yesterday.
Yes, and what Mark is referring to, of course, is yet another school shooting that happened yesterday, this time in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children, fourth graders, and three of their adult teachers were killed by a gunman who was armed with body armor, an assault rifle, and who happened to trap these kids in a room and killed every single one of them, which is just such a terrible, terrible thought.
Yeah, the details that are coming out are just absolutely horrific. And even yesterday, it was one of those days where as the news cycle went on, the body count rose. But, you know, from the beginning, I actually have friends that live in Texas, and they were texting me because they were hearing about it, you know, the local news. And it became, of course, very rapidly a national story that evokes so many, too many memories of this happening elsewhere. And there's almost like a litany of schools now, and we know the names not because of some sort of wonderful educational accolade, but because they have basically become the memorial sites to slain children.
It's literally getting to the point where these shootings happen so often, like you have a difficult time even remembering them. You know, we remember the big ones, you know, Columbine, which was really probably one of the first big shootings, Newtown, which was another horrible massacre of young children in 2012. Columbine was 1999. But I mean, there have been so many other shootings between those. And, you know, this is a public health crisis, or some people are phrasing it as a public health crisis that we've been talking about for, you know, more than 20 years now.
Well, that's exactly it. And listen, I know right off the bat, this is something that is highly political. Although it's interesting when you push back against it as a true public health disaster, you're told to respect the dead and not make a political issue out of it. Well, I'm sorry. The reason that you have to is this is clearly a failing policy. I do not intend for the show to be political. I actually think I am remiss as a doctor if I don't speak up on behalf of the public health. And my voice is breaking right now because I am just broken for those kids. Like I saw someone say yesterday that the main change between Sandy Hook and now is that children are now routinely drilled on what to do in the event of an active shooter. And we have taught them to hide, to barricade, to run, and if necessary, to fight. And that's the best we've come up with. We have tried to arm little kids with evasive maneuvers. And when that doesn't work, we just sort of throw up our hands and say, oh, well, I guess it happened again. And it's just got to stop. It is heartbreaking every single time. And this cannot go on in this country.
Yeah. And look, just going back to these, you know, these lockdown drills, you know, my kids go to school here in New York City. We fortunately haven't had many of these, you know, types of mass shootings here in New York, I think in part because our gun laws are stricter here. But, you know, our kids still practice these drills. And, you know, how can you tell me that we're not traumatizing kids with these drills? I've heard that in some schools, like, you know, they'll actually have law enforcement come in to simulate a shooting event. I mean, how does that not traumatize young children? children. And how, again, like, how do we accept this? Most people favor some kind of gun reforms. 59% of people in a recent study that was actually done before this Uvalde shooting said that 59% of people thought it was very important or important to pass stricter gun laws. And I just don't know how we just continuously throw our hands up and say it's okay for somebody to go legally buy a gun and then go blow away a whole classroom of the future, you know, because, you know, everybody should have a right to own a gun.
Yeah, there were some really chilling details actually about these drills. And I saw teachers commenting online. One, this just really got to me, said that the teacher is trained that if there is a child who gets locked outside the room, who is banging on the door and begging to come in, that they're not supposed to let them in because that could be the shooter, you know, coercing them to do that. And then they're gaining access to the room. It's just, you know, all these horrendous, chilling scenarios. And it's interesting, you know, The Onion, you know, a satirical newspaper, now every time this happens, runs a headline. And they say, no way to prevent this, says only nation where this regularly happens. And, you know, obviously, you know, there's so much truth in that biting attempt at humor. And in fact, their homepage today is just a aggregation of all the times they have run the headline. And when you see them like collected together like that, it takes your breath away in the worst possible way.
Yeah. And again, you know, if you think about our role as physicians, you know, our goal, the oath that we take is to help people live happier, healthier lives. And, you know, again, as a physician, you know, forget the whole politics of guns. You just see, you know, recurrent events where large numbers of people are killed. And again, there's the physical killing of the bodies of these children. But then think about their families, think about their siblings, think about the school community. Those people will never be the same again. The emotional trauma is so great for them. And then, you know, and again, and those are the publicized shootings. You know, few people really understand that if you have a gun, you're more likely to kill yourself or kill somebody you love than you are to kill an intruder in your home. So, you know, I think like as physicians, you know, I see this again as a public health issue, that, you know, this product that's being sold and, you know, a product that is being used in a certain way is causing severe physical and emotional trauma. And, you know, we have to figure out a way to do better.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
You know, less people think that we're just sort of being so reactive to these awful shootings. I was actually trained as a resident to ask about gun ownership as a part of the social history, as a part of a safety check. It was in no way an attempt to undermine someone's Second Amendment rights. It was looking out for their health and safety, just as we screen for other potential threats. And I think that's where this has gotten so charged and politically riven, where I think actually medicine can come at it from an apolitical stance in terms of assessing risk. There is clearly risk. Where things get political is how do we fix it? And, you know, listeners to the show will know I'm originally from Scotland. Scotland actually had a horrendous school shooting 26 years ago in a small town called Dunblane. I used to go there and play there with one of my friends growing up. So when that happened in Dunblane, it chilled me to the bone. But since then, the British government, far from perfect, believe me, responded by enacting incredibly tight gun control legislation. And in all the time since, there have been a grand total of zero school shootings in the UK. And I'm citing that just as the example to me that we can actually do something. We don't have to keep adopting this attitude of, you know, learned helplessness.
Yeah. And, you know, I think as I think about the public health approach and, you know, educating people about the public health issue related to firearms, you know, I'm just confronted with the fact that I think that any kind of public health communication in this country at this point is difficult because the country is so polarized. We are, you know, there's certain populations of people, certain groups who like don't want to believe any kind of expert at all. And, you know, to some extent, like to see what happened with COVID, I even yes. wonder whether a public health approach works better. And I'll tell you, you know, one approach that I think might work is helping people to travel outside of their country to other places to see how other people live. You know, I've been all over Europe. I've been to Asia. Like people in France don't worry about going to the mall and getting shot, right? People in Spain don't worry about driving on the highway and getting cut off and getting your head blown off. And I think to some extent, we have to help Americans understand that other affluent, developed countries, people don't live with this fear of being shot anytime.
Yeah. And, you know, when there were those spasms of violence in Paris several years ago, I mean, those were terrorist acts. And I think they were so shocking because they were exceptional in French society. And I agree with you. I mean, having an attitude of isolationism is not helpful, essentially because, to your point, it makes you think as if this is the only way it can be. This is one of the saddest days I can remember. And I also agree with you that the COVID story, the story of messaging around a pandemic, is not one of national unification. It's one of bitter division. And I may have said this to you before, JL, you being a New Yorker. Mm-hmm. The last time I can actually remember a true spirit of national unity was right after 9/11, 20 years ago. And I feel like ever since then, we have never recaptured that sense of unity. In some ways, it feels like we're just getting more fragmented, not drawn more together.
Absolutely. And look, man, I really do believe that we need to think about this issue of polarization, because I think this issue of polarization is not only a public health risk, right? Because again, we demonstrated that because we're a divided country, we couldn't respond effectively to this pandemic. I think it's a national security risk, right? Yeah. A risk that the United States faces as a country if we don't really deal with this. And then obviously you can collapse the gun issue, you know, the gun debate into this as well. But I think we have to do better, and, you know, and hopefully these small children in Uvalde, Texas will not have died in vain. Yeah. You know, there's part of me, Mark, that, you know, I was touched emotionally by this last night, but there was another part of me was like, hey, man, this is probably going to happen again. And, you know, maybe there is, you know, in my life, in the world of dealing with people with addiction, you know, you'll see people who go to treatment 10 times and it's the 11th time that finally wakes them up, you know?
Yes.
And my hope is that maybe this is the one that wakes people up. Maybe this is the one when we see it's little kids and we see that the shooter was engaged by police officers who couldn't stop that person. You know, maybe this is the one that allows us to say, okay, we need to do something better. We need to take a different approach because this is not healthy and this is not a way we should live.
You know, the way you related that to what you see in your practice is really powerful. This will be my last word. You know, Sandy Hook, that was 2012. As a doctor, I have seen so much medical progress in the last decade, but I have seen zero progress in this area. And you're right. I mean, as horrendous as Sandy Hook was, as horrendous as all the school shootings between then and now have been, maybe this is the one that will finally catalyze change. On a day like today, that's really all we can hope for.
For sure. And God bless those kids, man. God bless those families. And hopefully we can figure out something better than this.
Thanks, Jalen. Thanks to our listeners for listening to this one. We just felt it was important to talk about it in a timely fashion and release our thoughts. So thank you.
That's all for now. If you like this show, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, follow us on social, and tell all of your friends to listen. Do you have a medical question or concern? Ask us by leaving a message at 855-AUDIO-66. That's 855-283-4666. Or you can email us at isitserious@offscript.com. And we might just use your question in a future show. Is It Serious is a product of Offscript Health. We are a healthcare engagement company built for patients and caregivers by patients and caregivers. Our executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Andrew McDowell. Our senior producers are Joey Brenneman and Ariel Nachman. Our hosts are Dr. Jean-Luc Neptune and Dr. Mark Lewis. Our researcher is Emma Gometz, and our sound mixer is Kyle Moore. For advertising and media inquiries, email media@offscript.com. For more information, visit offscript.com.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.